Being diagnosed with sight loss as a child brings many challenges, and it can be particularly difficult dealing with teenage years. In fact, mental health issues seem to go hand in hand with visual impairment. Ellen Williams is 20 years of age, and she's from Conwy Valley in Wales. She was registered blind at the age of 12 and knows firsthand what it's like to face the challenges sight loss brings. And Ellen joins me now on the line. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I know you've been busy. We'll try and get through all the things you've been up to lately. But how old were you when you first had sight problems?
So I first started having symptoms when I was 3 years old. My parents realised I couldn't see in the dark. And then I was diagnosed 3 years later with retinitis pigmentosa. And I was, as you said, I was registered blind when I was 12, and my vision deteriorated just before my GCSE exams, which was perfect timing. And now I see things such as shapes and lights and colours, but I don't see any detail, and everything I see is extremely blurred.
And was your mum and dad warned that this might be something that might affect you?
Yeah, I think so. I think they were given quite a bit of information when I was diagnosed. So we knew that it was likely that I would lose a considerable amount of my vision.
Being registered blind at the age of 12, it's quite a difficult age, isn't it, when you're just heading into your teens?
Yeah, it's quite a pinnacle moment, isn't it, when you're just about to hit your teenage years, and then the diagnosis or registration of being blind was on top of that. So it was quite hard at times. And yeah, it made me feel quite different because I was bullied and things as well. So, but I tried to stay and focus on the positives and come out stronger on the other side, really.
Sometimes it's difficult, though, isn't it? Because I think sometimes we feel a responsibility to always be positive and always send the right message, but it's not always easy to do that.
No, exactly. I think it's important to highlight the realities as well, because it can be difficult, and I suffered quite a lot with loneliness and anxiety, so I write about that on my blog and try to help others to highlighting what it's really like to live with sight loss.
Yeah, we're going to come on to your blog in a bit, actually, but what would you say, I know this is a difficult question, what would you say were one of the biggest challenges that you faced going through your teens with your sight loss?
I think it was definitely the feeling of loneliness and isolation. Some people saw me as being different, so that had quite an impact on me and made me feel that I didn't belong sometimes. So I suffered quite a lot with isolation, definitely, when I was in sixth form, and that resulted in the feeling of anxiety as well, and I suffered quite a lot with panic attacks. So I think that was definitely one of the biggest challenges for me when growing up, and it still can be at times.
What do you think brings on the anxiety, would you say?
I think one of the main things is walking into a room of people and not being able to see who I'm looking for, who's there. And it just brings this feeling of overwhelming feeling. So that resulted in many panic attacks for me. And of course, there's lots of other things as well.
I can empathise with you with that, Ellen, because I'm exactly the same. I like to get to a place early, so that people are coming in after I've got there. It's quite daunting. I've got central vision loss and don't recognise people. And sometimes, obviously, I've been accused of ignoring people at times. And it just goes with the territory, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It can be quite difficult, but I think it's about trying to make people understand that things like that can be more difficult. And I know there's people out there who are willing to help in that sense.
And at the age of 12, I would imagine you're getting into makeup and all that sort of thing. Did that pose quite a challenge for you with the sight loss as well?
It can be at times. It's all about learning the best techniques of applying makeup and things. And I didn't start gaining an interest in beauty or fashion until I was about 14. It was about learning what the best ways of applying was and how I could appreciate those things a different way to how sighted people would, really.
And do you have good friends around about you?
Yeah, definitely. I have really good support network around me, so I'm very, very lucky in that sense. And there's lots of people who
Now, you mentioned your blog, which you write. How did that come about? What was the reason for that?
So I started in 2015. It's actually my four-year blogiversary this week, which is crazy. And I started it at the time when I was feeling quite lonely and isolated, and when I was suffering with all these panic attacks as well. So I was writing my feelings down in Word documents just for me personally, and I thought maybe what I was writing could help other people. So when I was first registered blind, I was searching the internet trying to find resources but couldn't find much from the perspective of vision impaired people. So I thought by writing my own blog, maybe others who were in a similar situation to me could stumble across it and feel comfort in knowing that they're not alone.
I think you need to be brave sometimes to write a blog, because you're putting what you think out there, and it can set you up to be a target as well.
Yeah, definitely. I've never been the best at expressing how I'm feeling and things, so, but it comes much easier for me in writing. And I think my confidence has grown with that over the years. So I find a lot of comfort in writing down what I'm feeling and then hearing that other people feel the same and can relate to what I'm saying is really comforting as well.
And do you think, adding to what I was saying earlier on, do you think sometimes there's a pressure on us to give the right answer, the answer that you think, you know, people want us to say, and sometimes we gloss over some of the negatives?
Yeah, definitely. I think there can be this expectation that we need to be positive all the time. But, of course, that's not reality, so I try to find that balance. And I try to be as honest and open as I can in what I say and write, so hopefully that puts the right message across.
And no matter how you're feeling, obviously you want to end up trying to get more positive, don't you, during your blog? When, even if you're feeling negative, you want a positive outcome.
Yeah, definitely. I've always been quite a positive person. It's just a part of my personality, so I try to put that across in what I write.
Now, I was looking at your blog and some of the topics, one for instance, and I've heard this said, is why do you care about fashion if you're blind? And, you know, it sounds like a no-brainer, as they say, you know, but that is the way people think sometimes. Because you can't see yourself, why would you bother?
Yeah, when I had that question a few weeks ago, it really highlighted the extent of some people's stigmas, and I've heard it said before as well, but I have a really big passion for fashion. My wardrobe is jam-packed with clothes I probably don't need, but I love it, and I think it's important to highlight that these things can be appreciated in other ways. So I love clothes for the texture, the feel of the item, and things like that. So I tried to convey that message in that blog post and help people realise that even the most visual of things can be appreciated in other ways.
And one of the other things on your blog was, again, talking about confidence, and you posed a question, why struggle with confidence? But it is important, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I've struggled with confidence since I was very little, so that was quite a difficult post to write, really, because it's something I can still struggle with, and it can go hand in hand with my vision impairment sometimes and not being able to see people and walk up to them. So I thought it was important to highlight that topic, because I think a lot of people are in the same boat, so it's important for other people to know that they're not alone on these things.
And has anybody got in touch with you after reading your blog?
Yeah, I get a really good response, actually. It's really positive, and it's nice to hear about other people's experiences and how sight loss affects their life as well. But I also get feedback from fully sighted people who say that what I've written has helped them to better understand vision impairment, which is a really rewarding feeling in a way.
There's an assumption that when we start losing our sight or we have sight loss, we automatically know lots of other people with sight loss. And that's not always the case. And I think, you know, we assume that people should be more aware than they are, but most people just aren't aware because of ignorance.
Yeah, and I think, well, not many people come across sight loss in their day-to-day and they learn about things that they wouldn't normally come across on an everyday basis.
Now, you received an award. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I received an award in Wales for bravery and inspiration, which I definitely don't see myself as being. but it was very special, and it was a ceremony celebrating 12 young people across Wales who have all overcome challenges in their lives. And it was a really special programme to be a part of.
So you find things are getting better for you now as you're getting that little bit older?
I think things do get easier over time, but of course I'll always have my struggles, and I still suffer with things such as anxiety and confidence. So it's all a work in progress, I think.
And do you find with your mum and dad, I'm assuming that they've found your sight loss quite hard to deal with. I think parents sometimes really struggle with that because they want to take it away from you. Has it helped them? Have they come more to terms with it, do you think?
Yeah, well, they've always been a really good support for me. And they've always been, encouraged me to do things despite having sight loss. And of course, it's been a challenge for them as well. But I think they're quite strong people, so they've learned to cope with it quite well, I think. And we all support each other.
And you need to be quite thick-skinned, I think, when you're living with a visual impairment, or probably any disability, actually. I think people are going to say things, aren't they, that are just tactless at times.
Yeah, definitely. People can say the most random of things sometimes, and even things that are hurtful. So it's about having that confidence in yourself and knowing what you're capable of, and trying to ignore what others say in a way, but also try to educate them if you can, and if that's something you feel comfortable when doing.
Well, I appreciate you chatting away about some of the challenges that you've faced. How do we tap into your blog, Ellen?
So you can find my blog at myblurredworld.com, and I'm also on social media at myblurredworld.
And what are your goals for the immediate future?
Well, just to carry on writing, really. I'm through my degree with the Open University. I'm hoping that I'll develop a career in writing, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
That's the thing, isn't it, Ellen? You know, you go in one direction, and then that can suddenly throw you sometimes in a completely different direction. But unless you take opportunities, you possibly won't find these things out.
Yeah, exactly.
Ellen Williams, it's been a pleasure to chat with you. I realise it's not always easy to come and talk about these things. I appreciate it. And I'd love you to come back on at some point and let us know how you're getting on.
Yeah,